Welcome everybody to the Remix My Fitness podcast. This is your host, Jimmy Kim, aka MCKIM. That's right, it's the kind of intelligent man in the house. What's going on everybody? How are y'all feeling today? I'm actually out of the city today. I'm here with my son and some friends and left the wife and my other daughter home and decided to kind of kick it out of town. So we're out here in Ottawa. We decided to take a train down here. It was an amazing ride. I got to see some really cool stuff, some horses and blankets, if you can believe that. And another thing that we saw a lot of coming down here via train was starting to snow, and we are smack in the middle of December, and this is it. This is the time, this is the moment, whether you have decided that you're going to continue to train or you're going to start training. Because I sure as don't know too many people that lose weight during this time. And that's what today's show is about. Today's show is about how you can make sure that you don't gain weight during the holidays. All right, so we're putting a little pause on our weight loss goal. Because let's be honest, the last 2 weeks of December, it's hard. It's hard unless you decided that you're going to stay home and spend the holidays to yourself, which, by the way, if that's you, do you. That's amazing. But even if I was by myself, I can guarantee you that I'm using this time as a good, healthy excuse to eat a little bit more, drink a little bit more, indulge, be merry a little bit more. And I try not to think about the weight too often. But what does lay on my mind often is, and there's something that I keep in the back of my mind and the people that I coach, which is, sure, let's have some fun. Let's be a little bit merry this holiday season. Let's indulge a little. Let's eat a little. That's all well and good. But how can we make sure that we don't tip the scale a little bit too far out? Why don't we set ourselves up right now so that come January, come the brand new month, that we are in good shape to get rolling and get started, because that's what it's all about. So I'm here to give you 4 tips on how to make sure that you don't gain more weight than you should over the next 2 weeks. So y'all ready? So here we go. Tip number 1, weigh yourself frequently. And this pretty much contradicts everything that I say. I actually tell people not to weigh themselves very often. Do it once a week. Do it once a month. And when you do it on the same time, the same day, and you're going to get the best results. But during the holiday season, we got to remix it up just a little bit. And I find that when you step on the scale every other day or every 2-3 days, and this is about the time when people actually stop stepping on the scale because they're worried, they don't want to think about it, they want to put that in the back of their minds. But this is actually the perfect time to step on the scale frequently. Okay, don't do it more than one time a day, but to do it at least every other day, so that it keeps what your ultimate goal is, which is to lose weight, in the back of your mind during this time of the year. So number 1, weigh yourself frequently. Once a day, every other day is more than enough. Tip number two is, commit to how many drinks you're going to have beforehand. Now, this is something that I do when I go out with my friends and family, because it is easy. It is so easy to go overboard, isn't it? On how many drinks you can have. And what I find, and more than anything, is not how much alcohol that I've consumed, but how much alcohol plus food I've consumed, right? Because don't those things usually go hand in hand together? You drink a little bit. Now your mouth is looking for something savory, so you have a little something, and then all of a sudden you have a little bit more to drink, and then you want something salty, then you want something sweet, and this crazy combination keeps happening over and over and over again, right? And that's, for me, that's what puts me over, right? Not so much the drinking part, but I just lose track. So I commit to how many drinks I have. I gotta be realistic too, so you do the math. If you're gonna hang out with your friends for maybe 3 to 4 hours, and you say to yourself, I'm gonna only have one drink, be realistic to yourself, and that way you won't feel like such a failure. So on episode 19, I had online nutritionist Hillary Askew on the show. And one of the things that stuck with me from that conversation was when she said, give yourself grace and compassion, right? So if you fail or if you fall off the food wagon and you consume and you eat too much, let yourself know it's okay. Give yourself that grace and compassion to fail, to dust yourself off, and to pick yourself up again, because that's what will happen, right? This is the fight. This is the good fight that we're fighting. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. It'd be easy. Everybody would be fit. Everybody would be walking around with six packs. But it's not. It's not easy, which is why when it actually does happen, it will be 100% worth it. And tip number three, this is going to sound a little obvious, but it has to be said, which is exercise. Do some physical activity. 20 minutes of physical activity, 20 minutes of doing anything. Right? 20 minutes of running, 20 minutes of fast-paced walking, 20 minutes of body weight workout, a 20-minute plank, any of that, and all of that will boost your metabolism by 10%. By 10%, your resting metabolic rate will increase from 75%, which is what it is of the general population. And when you do 20 minutes of activity, your resting metabolic rate will increase to 10%. That is a good investment. That is a good investment to make. 20 minutes of work, you know you're going to indulge. And I spoke about this during the last episode. The difference between the people that don't work out during this time and the people that do work out during this time is actually for the same reason, right? Last week when I told you about the poll that I took of people who are working out, they are working out hard in the gym because they know they're going to indulge themselves. They're going to be more merry, so they got to put in the time, they got to put in the effort to go out and put a little bit of exercise into their life so they can go out and do all the other things without feeling so guilty. Tip number four, eat like a normal person. And I mean this, I hate brown rice. I hate quinoa salads and this and all the other kind of replacements that you can have. Because you know what ends up happening when after I eat that kind of food, or when I force myself to eat like brown bread or Ezekiel bread, all that stuff like that. All power to you if you love Ezekiel bread. I wanna like it, but I just don't. But when I have brown rice, you know what I end up doing after? I end up eating white rice after. I end up making plain white rice and I just end up eating it. So what does that mean? That means I'm eating two times as much. After I eat whole wheat pasta, all I want to do is eat a white bread deli meat sandwich. That's all I want to do when I try to eat healthy. So any of those replacement things that you're going to have, one, you know it's not going to taste right. It ain't gonna taste right. It won't taste good. And two, even if you have it, you know what's gonna happen? You're gonna crave the real stuff. So you might as well eat the real stuff instead of eating the fake stuff. You hear me? So the four tips that will help you get through the holiday season so that you don't go over budget. So come January, we don't need to start so far back. Number one, weigh yourself frequently. So every day or every other day over the next 2 weeks, and just over the next 2 weeks, just to make sure that you keep what your ultimate goal is, which is to lose weight, look good, to keep that into the back of your mind and to remind you daily. So don't avoid the scale over the next 2 weeks. Number two, commit to how many drinks you're going to have. Don't lie to yourself. Don't cheat yourself. Don't make yourself feel so bad. So give yourself a realistic number. Calculate how many hours you're going to be out, how many drinks you're going to have during that time. Number three, exercise. You still got to work out 20 minutes. That's all I'm asking. Okay? You could do 3 sets, 10 push-ups, 20 squats, 30 seconds, a plank, a couple burpees. You do that 2-3 times, you're set. That's really all you need. You don't need to kill yourself. They don't need to be extreme, hardcore workouts. It could just be 20 minutes. Heck, you know what? Make it 15 minutes. How about that? If that's what gets you going, 15 minutes of work. Come on, let's go. And number four, And number four, eat like a normal person, okay? You know what I'm talking about. Whatever your normal is, right? If you like eating white rice, if you like eating white pasta, you like eating white bread, just stick to that over the holidays, because what's gonna happen, especially now when all that good food is out, you're just gonna wanna eat that good food. And if you try to replace it with that bland food that you just don't normally eat, you're just gonna end up eating more of it. Trust me. Trust me. It's happened to me. I'm telling you these four things because I've made these mistakes before. And if you just go out and do any of these four things, your waistline budget won't move. I promise you. So that's it for me today. It's a shorty but a goodie. And I'll be back just before Christmas, just to check in on you, just to make sure you're doing all right. Okay? So until next time, go out, set some goals. Yes, even now, you can set daily goals, you can set weekly goals, set some sort of goal. Number two, challenge yourself. Challenge yourself to only have two drinks when you normally would have four. And number three, it's Christmas time. It's the holiday season. It's time to have some fun. All right? Be safe. Uber where you can Uber. Taxi where you can taxi. Because I want you guys listening to me next week. Until next time, peace.